Okay. Yeah. It's a kind of a literary term, but have you ever heard of the body referred to as the proud flesh?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, what kind of situation would this be used in? I may not be giving you the right kind of definition or the right kind of lead-in to it.
Well, I think that... I had a thought and it's done gone.
You and I are in the same
predicament. I don't know.
Do you think a preacher might use that term? Does this, or do you think of it as a kind of a put down of the body in a religious sense, or this proud flesh?
I can't remember now how I've heard it used like that, but I can't remember in what terms. I just don't remember.
Okay, but you have heard it at some time. All right. When someone's body no longer functions, when their heart stops, you say he...
is dead.
All right. And is there, again, we go back to the way people say this. Is there a crude way of saying this?
That the person is dead?
Mm-hmm. Referring to the fact that someone...
Well, let's
go at another one. Is there a way to avoid saying he died?
Passed away.
Uh-huh. Now, this would be kind of a way of saying it without saying it.
Mm.
You know, do you think of any other ways they might say it?
No.
Okay, is there... a way that you might joke about it?
Well, yes, he kicked the bucket.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing I was thinking of as a kind of a slang or a crude or a joking expression. Do you think of any more of those?
No.
Okay. And if you just want to say it, instead of saying he kicked the bucket or he passed away, if you want to say it in a kind of a neutral way, you'd say he...
died.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, I don't know what he died
of,
right? And where you are buried is called a
cemetery.
Now, are there different words for public, church, and private burying grounds?
Oh, yes. Public would be where people buy a lot or lots and bury their loved ones. And a church cemetery would be a cemetery for churches, like country churches mostly have, or did the old established churches all have, I guess. And a private would be like a family cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Would you use different words to refer to these, or would you call them all cemeteries?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a public one?
Well, that's the cemetery.
The cemetery, okay. And a church?
Well, funeral homes and... funeral homes refer to church yard cemeteries.
I see.
Where a person going to be buried in the church yard cemetery. And private, you usually think of as a private plot someplace, like families sometimes have even out in the country, just a few graves of private cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a plot, or would you call it a cemetery?
It'd still be a cemetery.
It still would, a private cemetery. We have a shopping center in Atlanta that's built around a private cemetery. You know, there's a law against moving them unless the family all, and I don't know whether they haven't been able to contact the heirs or what, but here's this enormous shopping center, and over in one corner of the parking lot, there's this little fenced family with all the little tombstones.
Well, they've got that in the world, isn't it?
I guess so.
Got plenty of
publicity.
Yeah.